welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join us today. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just take a few moments and join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have as the people of God to be able to come before your throne of grace and to be able to pour out our hearts before you. Lord, what a wonderful privilege prayer is. And we take these few moments right now asking, Lord, that as we put our thoughts upon you, as we draw nigh unto you, your word says you will draw nigh unto us. And Lord, we know that we are on a journey. Lord, you've told us that we would have tribulation in the world, and the world is growing increasingly dark and evil, and it's a difficult warfare that we fight. But Father, we thank you that through the atonement and through all the things that Jesus has done for us, that we have everything that we need to be victorious. And so, Father, as we spend these few moments together, Lord, you know the needs of every single one that's listening. And Father, I'm asking you to touch them, to encourage their hearts, to help them to continue to run the race and to fight the good fight of faith. Father, our heart and our flesh may fail, but Lord, you are the strength of our hearts and our portion forever. So Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. We ask you to anoint the word, Father, and help us to understand not only what you're doing in this hour in terms of the world and the body of Christ, but individually in our own lives, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, I'd like to begin by sharing just a few verses from what I trust is a very familiar passage in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. And this is relating an episode that occurred in Jesus' life when he was passing through Samaria. And the disciples had departed to get some food, and there was a woman there. And Jesus asked her for a drink. And he goes on as he carries on this dialogue with her and reveals the secrets of her life. He says, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father." Verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And beloved, this is an hour in which the Spirit of God is causing people who have been attuned and listening to God's Spirit, drawing them ever and ever closer to the throne of God, that he is positioning us to be not only those people he wants us to be, but also positioning us in the body of Christ. The wonderful thought that we can embrace and be encouraged by and rejoice in is that before we were ever born, God had a plan and destiny for our lives. And he is so intimately involved with us and interested in every aspect of our lives and in the various seasons of our lives. Some of you listening to me right now, you're up in years, and some may not be so advanced in age, but in your heart, you've been discouraged. You might not have said anything to anyone, but you feel that you're being very ineffectual for the Lord, that you feel your time of usefulness is past. You think back to days, what seemed to be better days, how God used you, and you feel that you feel empty and yearning for something more of God. And beloved, I believe this divine dissatisfaction is of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be changed and transformed from glory to glory. And God is no longer winking at spiritual ignorance or religious traditions, but He is now calling for His bride to come forth. He's calling for maturity in His saints. We're to put away childish things. Beloved, there are better things to come. There's going to be a credibility and sincerity, a maturity and holiness in our individual lives. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is earnestly yearning after us with a jealous love that we can be perfected in the very image of Jesus. The body of Christ, those who have ears to hear, beloved, and those who have a heart to understand, are listening for the wind of God's presence. Do you remember what it says in Acts when the day of Pentecost was fully come? There was a sound of a rushing, mighty wind that filled that upper room, and there appeared cloven tongues of fire, as it were, upon the head of every believer there. There were about 120 that were gathered. They were waiting there in obedience to what Jesus had commanded, wait and tarry for the promise of the Father, that blessed Holy Spirit. And so that wind of God's presence is beginning to blow again. Many are speaking of it, but few can adequately describe it. However, when the believer hears it, he can recognize it. Do you sense something deep stirring within you? God is doing a deep personal work in our lives. Things that, you know, we may have gone on and carried on and been faithful and done all we've known to do, but there is just a divine satisfaction. We're calling out for something more, calling out for a greater reality of God in our lives, a greater power of God, that those who do not know this God that we serve, that they will be drawn by the love and they will be captivated and captured by the power of God. Beloved, it's the power of God that speaks of the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ, His risen glory, praise God. And so, something is happening in this hour in which we're living that God is about to reveal His holy arm in the eyes of every nation, and all flesh shall see it together. One of my very favorite passages in the Word of God is found in Isaiah. Of course, I love Isaiah, but hear what the prophet says in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. Beloved, is that not good news? Hallelujah. Our iniquity is pardoned, praise God. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Beloved, there is such a sense of anticipation growing and stirring in the hearts of the remnant, those whom are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Praise God, if we do that, aren't you grateful that Jesus said we would be filled? We can't be satisfied with the things we've known in days past. We can't be content walking in the way we did yesterday, but today is a new day, beloved. Like Samuel in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost has come to Bethlehem again. Hallelujah. And his mission is to anoint an exalted son in the midst of the brethren in the house of the Father. and that's none but Jesus. The prophets come not with a vial, as Samuel did in the time of Saul. No man-made vessel is sufficient for the things of this new day. Samuel has entered the city with a ram's horn, a jubilee horn made by God, full of oil, destined to be poured upon the chosen of the Lord. And I believe your inner man senses it. The hidden man of the heart is stirring in fresh expectation. Deep is calling to deep. Nothing matters now, nothing but the voice of our beloved as he summons us from within the veil to draw close, to hear his voice. This is the sound of life from the mercy seat. In John, the 12th chapter, verses 28 and 29, the word declares, Father, glorify thy name. At this point in time, let me pause. Jesus was preparing his disciples. He was saying, the hour is now come when the Son of Man should be glorified. And he speaks of his upcoming death. And he says in verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by heard it, said that it thundered. Others said that an angel spake to him. Hallelujah. Some just hear thunder, beloved. Others are enamored by the messengers through whom he speaks. But his voice is now calling us to leave the comforts and confines of our limitations, that we might walk with him, walk even, if you will, on the water of his word, that we might see those greater works that he has promised that his church should do. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And as I frequently remind you, if at any point you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you may click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I do want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, know that this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. Beloved, I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my spiritual family, my radio family. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.